MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Mark Ashton. He's CEO of DecuSasho Investment Communications. Mark, appreciate the time. A piece that you did some digging on and put out, I think it was yesterday, day before. African Rainbow Capital looking to delist from the market, blaming a lack of shareholder support. You went digging, and actually they have got a very large base of small shareholders, what, some 70 plus thousand, which is a giant number in this African environment.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks very much for the time and the opportunity. Yeah, so, I mean, I think from my perspective, I don't think there's been a business that has captured the attention of investors in quite the way that ARC, African Rainbow Capital, has over the last couple of years. I mean, the opportunity to invest alongside Patrice Motsepe, access to these fabulous established investment opportunities like Rain, Time Bank, which has just actually attracted investor attention from Nubank, from the South America. And, you know, one of the comments that Johan van Zyl made when he was talking about the delisting is there's just really no investor interest. They found themselves caught in a catch-22 when they initiate the share buyback to try and enhance the value. They simply finding that the shareholders are just offloading their shares. And I just got curious about looking into this, and I went through the shareholder spread at the end of the last financial year. And I mean, it absolutely blew my mind. 73,000 individual investors. South African context is massive. We looked at something like Famous Brands, which has about 6,000. Something like Momentum Metropolitan, 22,000. Even the owners of Easy Equities, which is the purple team, you know, they sit on 93,000. So one thing you can say about the ARC shareholder is they've managed to somehow activate a small retail investor base. And I think it's going to be disappointing to see them leaving the exchange.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and yesterday in a possible delisting of Metrofile, I don't know what their shareholder base is, but another stock exiting the market. But it does suggest to me, because as you say, it's ARC, which is, you know, it's Time Bank, it's Rain, which are two brands which investors really, really appreciate. It's Purple Group, which is Easy Equities, which is probably the biggest on our market. If you make the exciting stuff, the small investors will come. The problem is the small investors perhaps just aren't enough for a listed business.
Well, I think that was the big thing that, you know, really stood out for me. I think one of the, I mean, you and I have chatted about this previously, you know, it would be great to be able to really drive a retail investor base in South Africa. And here you've got an example of a company which actually did get it right. I think there's, you know, I think other issues in terms of this particular counter. But they did get it right. You've got 73,000 people who said, I want to buy into the story. And now suddenly, you know, a couple of years, the growth assets are finally getting to maturity and it's going to be taken away from them. So does that really drive an investor base in South Africa? What does it say? What happens when the next time you bring a story to the market and say, I actually want to activate the retail base to be able to raise capital on an exciting opportunity? And everyone says, yeah, but remember what happened last time.
Yeah, our fingers are burnt and we've got long memories. The other thing, and this was a quote from the Currency News with Julieta Tilivi, talking around the lack of analyst coverage. And you've written about this before. I mean, you know, we're talking here small investments, small investors, but the large asset managers and the like, there's just no coverage of our market, which means there's simply no real opportunity, no understanding. One analyst coming, African Rainbow Capital, is frankly astoundingly insignificant.
Exactly. I mean, I think the stats, and I think it varies a little bit, but in terms of rated analyst coverage in South Africa, there are only 23 rated analysts covering 270 stocks. Of the entire bourse, only 23 stocks are covered by rated analysts. So, you know, less than 10% are actually attracting any investor interest. I mean, again, there's the questions around cost of research, etc. But, you know, one of my personal bugbears or opportunities that I see in the market is, you know, we're seeing all this talk about enterprise and supplier development. Surely some of that funding could be deployed to doing equity coverage. My belief is that, you know, if you can really tell a good story about some of these South African counters, dedicate some research capabilities and capacity to it, it could actually drive good value on the JSE, and you only need, you know, 1 or 2% changes in market cap to make a material difference in, you know, from a wealth building perspective. So, yeah, I think it'll be a huge opportunity, but we've just got to find a way to kind of build up that capacity and make it sexy to, you know, to follow JSE shares again.
Is it almost something we could put at the door of the JSE and say to them, and I know that they're worried about, you know, being seen to be impartial in the process, but I mean, I don't know, if they employed a team of 10 or 20 analysts in their fancy Sandton offices and pushed it that way. Just I spoke with Master Drilling yesterday, another company doing really, really well, uncovered, unloved, and going nowhere.
Mm. So, yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, I think one of the great questions in the market at the moment is who actually takes responsibility for equity coverage. I mean, the JSE has always wanted to be an enabler of the environment, but doesn't necessarily want to, you know, be seen to be, I mean, they do great things, you know, in terms of their showcases and supporting those kind of initiatives. Yeah. I think this is potentially something that sits at the door of some an organization like the CISA, where they do have funds to be able to deploy. And there is, you know, the companies are paying 1-2% of net profit after tax. You know, surely there should be the opportunity to really invest in that research capacity. And as I said, it's not a big jump to go from 23 to 40 stocks. If we kind of had a structured approach to equity research in South Africa.
Yeah, and ultimately 100 stocks, and perhaps in time all of them. We'll leave it there. It's Mark Ashton, he's CEO at DecuSocio Investment Communications. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.